A Cattle Facts official thinks the corn market is near its high. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Despite some forecasts that corn prices could reach as high as $10 per bushel, Cattle Facts senior market analyst Kevin Good thinks the market is near its high. Good discussed corn prices at the Cattle Industry Conference in Denver last week.
The market's trying to figure out, or the market's trying to build in, the worst case scenario. Each of the last couple months, when we get the reports, the last few weeks as you get the crop reports as far as how it's doing, it's deteriorating. It looks like the market is trying to build in roughly about a 5% stocks to use ratio, maybe a 4.5 to 5.5 in a range. You think about what we're doing from a rationing of usage just over the last few weeks. Ethanol production's down substantially. We were for quite some time exporting ethanol, now we're importing ethanol. Corn exports and sales out front of corn are down. We're starting to hear of some corn imports in the East Coast from Brazil. So you're already starting to see that usage of that piece of the pie being affected. Think about the pork and poultry producers out there. Typically, they're quicker to react than we are in the cattle industry because corn makes up a bigger percentage of their cost. And so don't be surprised if you don't start seeing data sets, and we are seeing it on the sow slaughter already, where that will increase. Your egg sets, chicks placed, some of that data will start to decline and will limit the usage or ration usage from the feed standpoint as well. So as we think about it moving forward over the next, in particular, couple of months, we think the market's going to find its highs sooner, not later. We think the bad news will get built in once the crop ratings stabilize at whatever level it is. We've gone back and looked at other years. 1988 is probably the prime example. When that rating hits the bottom and stabilizes for 1, 2, 3 weeks, the market says, hey, we've got to build in. And so over the next few weeks, look for that as a sign as far as finding your highs. The data would suggest that if we're building in roughly a 5% stocks to use ratio, the top side of the corn market is somewhere around 8.25 to 8.5. And you've been close to that on your spot futures. So we're probably going to build that into the top side. And as you go through the fall, go into harvest, get the crop in the bin, you'll probably get some relief. For reference, and what we're looking at for reference as we think about 2013, we've really spent a lot of time with corn values plus or minus 6.5, 6.75, if we want to base that off Omaha, over the last 12 months. We don't think that's going to change a whole lot. We think that's probably elevated by a quarter to 50 cents as we go over the next 12 months. But that's the range that we're going to look at and project as we think about cattle prices as we go into 2013.
Cattle market analyst Kevin Good of Cattle Facts. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.